In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday, the 26th of June. Great, as always, to have you with us, everybody. One hates to drag what has been a groundbreaking day down into the minutiae of business and the economy, but that is what we do here, right? Actually, no, it's not. It's not what we do. It's what everybody else does. And for today's installment, you can blame Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon. This afternoon, Senator Wyden announced he is seeking co-sponsors for a bill he is drafting. A bill that would change the tax code. It's going to be called the Marriage Equality for All Taxpayers Act, and it would, in part, get rid of gender-specific references to marriage in the tax code. It's just the tip of the economic iceberg of the ramifications of today's Supreme Court ruling. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
Same-sex couples at the Supreme Court today cheered the court's decision, but the fun will really begin when they start thinking about the financial implications of today's ruling. First, let's talk taxes.
What is a plus? What is a minus?
Janice Cowie is an attorney and accountant in the LGBT practice at Markham LLP.
Once you're combining your income, you start to lose deductions, you start to lose credits, as well as hit the higher income tax brackets faster.
But lower-income same-sex couples could save money filing as a married couple. Now they can claim their children as dependents. That leads to a higher earned income tax credit. And if your spouse gets benefits through your job, that's not taxed. Bill Moran heads Merrill Lynch's LGBT financial services team. He says right now,
if you work for a corporation and they offer domestic partner benefits, you're taxed on the benefits that your partner gets.
But here's the thing. Moran says corporations have already started phasing out domestic partner benefits in states that recognize same-sex marriage. It happened to Megan Morey in Washington, D.C. She now works as an attorney at the National LGBTQ Task Force. But before she got that job, she depended on her partner's employer for benefits until same-sex marriage was legalized in D.C.
They said, you know, it just doesn't make legal or financial sense for us anymore to be providing domestic partnership benefits.
Morey ended up on Medicaid, and she thinks that'll happen to other unmarried same-sex partners as more employers phase out domestic partner benefits. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.